Let us pray once more before we listen to the message of God. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing. This morning, we have special worship service. And I trust you, Lord, that you will guide all of us. Let us united in you and open our hearts, our mind to listen to your words. Please, Lord, give us a humble heart to share this message to you. Let the Holy Spirit fill me up and you burn the flame in our hearts to do your message. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's really blessed that I could stand here. It's all because of His grace that we could be here together. And I bring warm regards from our church and also the churches in Indonesia for all of you here. It's really thankful that God has always blessed us with all kind of things, with all blessings, with all beauty of life that we have today. This morning, we would like to listen the story about Jonathan Epic. I call it warrior versus warrior. I cannot say that correctly because it sounds same to me, but maybe you understand that. Warrior, I don't know. Is this correct or not? Yeah. Warrior, oh, difficult to me. But let's take a look at 1 Samuel 14, verse 6 to 15. Yeah. Jonathan said to his young armor bearer, "Come, let's go over the outpost of those uncircumcised men. Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." "Do all that you have in mind," his armor bearer said. "Go ahead, I am with you, heart and soul." Jonathan said, "Come on, we will cross over toward them and let them see us. If they say to us, 'Wait there until we come to you,' we will stay where we are and not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up to us,' we will climb up, because that will be our sign that the Lord has given them into our hands." So both of them showed themselves to the Philistine outpost. "Look," said the Philistines, "the Hebrews are crawling out of the holes they were hiding in." The man of the outpost shouted to Jonathan and his armor bearer, "Come up to us and we'll teach you a lesson." So Jonathan said to his armor bearer, "Climb up after me. The Lord has given them into the hand of Israel." Jonathan climbed up, using his hands and feet, with his armor bearer right behind them. The Philistines fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer followed and killed behind him. In that first attack, Jonathan and his armor bearer killed some 20 men in an area of about half an acre. The panic struck the whole army, those in the camp and field, and those in the outposts and raiding parties. And the ground shook. It was a panic sent by God. Verse 20, "Then Saul and all his men assembled and went to the battle. They found the Philistines in total confusion, striking each other with their swords." Thank you. So if we look at the verses that we read together, we can see that life sometimes is like a battle. Life sometimes is like a war. Are we a warrior or a warrior? Difficult to me. We can see the difference there. The picture of there, the right side from me, my hand, the right side is a warrior. Why? The picture is, his name at the center, his name is also Harry Sinaga, is from Sumatra. And he has ministry in Papua. There's a traditional custom, more cultural. He's reaching out people there because they also need Lord. And this one is warrior, warrior. Many times in our lives, we worry about many things. Yeah. Harry also asked me about, what is my future will be. If I try to find a better future, if I go there, doing church planting there, for example, doing things there, is my future will be granted by God. But he believed. I keep saying to him, don't you believe in God? Yes, but I need money, he said. It's not just about money. Life is not just about money. Life is not just about comfort zone. Life is about war. Life is about battle. If you can live along with them, you can see the beauty, life that God gives all of us. It's not just about the things that you will always worry about. Many times in our lives, we worry about our future. Many times we worry about all of things. If we take a look to the story, we see at the first six that Jonathan he talked to young armor bearer to come up. In that situation, the Israelites and Saul always thinking that they're very panicked. There's a lot of, they're afraid. There's a lot of enemy, the Philistine. And the context story begins with the atmosphere of the panic of Saul's troops because of his many soldiers scattered by fear. Saul chose a resting place that let him relax with their situation, even though they are threatened. All his troops had no weapons because the Philistines took the weapons. In the midst of the atmosphere, Jonathan, as the leader, invited his servant to advance into the midst of the enemy troops, the Philistines. One thing is awkward, but they do to do the victory. That is their mission. There is a clear distinction between Saul and Jonathan. Jonathan as a warrior and Saul as a warrior. What can we learn from this account? If we are to be a warrior, then we must to do three things. Next slide, please. The first thing that we can do is change the mindset and attitude. Saul and his army choose to dwell under the tree with his people. From verse 2, we can see that. The shadow of defeat is within them. They are always afraid to be defeated. With 600 people remaining from 2,000 people before. Meanwhile, Jonathan and his servants saw an opportunity that means also to take the risk of living and dying. But discouraged is not without calculation. Jonathan says that to the Lord, there is nothing difficult to help, either with many or few people. We have to change our mindset about war. Look at these three different pictures. Those are the pictures of our students. You cannot see the difference between which one is Christian, which one is not. They look the same. The first man over there at the right side was our alumni, was our students. He lives among the Muslims. He prayed together with them. He kept telling about Isa, about Isa al-Masih, as Jesus Christ in their term. They use the Muslims' background term. And he lives peacefully with them. The second one in the center, her name is Christine. I ever shared about her life. Now we're sending her to Aceh to reaching out the Muslims there. The situation is most of them, they have to, especially for the woman, they have to wear those uniform, hijab or burqa, because it's a part of the custom. They respect the customs, they respect the culture, they respect how they live, how they perform. But what our war is changed change the mindset, change our attitude, and transform their hearts so they can receive Jesus. And it's a struggle for them because so far, if she stay in the church, she will dress up like a Christian, fancy dress, good looking. But now she has to be different. But it doesn't matter because it's just the outlook. But inside their hearts, she always be a warrior, warrior of God. And our life too, if we think that we are warrior of God, we are able to fit into others' life. It's not just to be change the outlook, but change inside of their hearts. So that was our alumni. This one is at the last year of the school. So our school, CCTSI, has a bachelor degree and 4 years doing studying. At the last year, they have to go to reaching out people. And what she's doing is 1 year program there. She works there and learn the language of the tribal language. And she able to reaching out by the platform is she become a teacher, a kindergarten teacher. So while teaching, she can approach the mothers and parents so she can talk and share the gospel there. And this one still at the school. She come from Nias Island. Yeah, from Nias Island. And she tried to approach this old lady. Her age is 125 years. And she could not speak Javanese language. It's completely different from Nias. And usually Nias is always afraid to go beyond their comfort zone because they love to speak in Nias language and they don't want to learn other language. But she tried, even though she don't understand what the grandma said, but she keep helping her to live and to share the love, and she can pray, even though in Indonesian or Nias language, it's not Javanese language. But they have universal language, that is smile. Smile is easiest one that we can share to everyone, like us here. We don't know the language, but we can smile. It warms our hearts. And that's universal. And that's the same thing with Niat. Her name is Niat. Yeah. Niat always tried to find opportunity to share her love for this grandma. She helped the grandma to make like something, herbs that usually an old mom will use, I don't know, in Australian or in English, something like red things that chewing to be chewed, and then they said that it's going to be healthy for their teeth. Yeah. And that's what she's doing there. Be a part of lives. Usually they're just doing simple things, not the big things, but start with simple things. From the Word of God, we can see that nothing can hinder from the Lord for saving, even though by few or by many. So, the implication, not many young people who wants to go to be the Lord's servants, because usually parents will say that if you go to school, you try to find a good future. You have to dream about good future for you that can make money, that can live in peaceful and comfortable, successful in the size of the world things. But as Jonathan said, he didn't choose to dwell, but go forward with a conviction that the Lord would help him. The students who come from different islands choose to be equipped to be the servant of the Lord. This is not an easy thing because they are not only measured by high score, but also characters. their character should be shaped and become different from other school, and how they build themselves into different personal ones. They are trained to be a different person than many friends of them. Move out from their comfort zone. They must stop old habits such as smoking, drunkenness, free lifestyle, and enter to the dormitory with a new discipline, morning prayer at 4 o'clock in the morning, read scripture every day, learn to serve with the community with different languages, and share the gospel story with them. Of course, this requires courage because they never did it before. Even to complete the program, they had to pioneer the congregation in a new place. They have to start a new place that they can disciple them. So it's a part of the things that a warrior will do. Like Jonathan said, we have a sign. If the troops, if the Philistines ask us to go up, it means that Lord has provided them. We can defeat them. Yeah. So we walk by faith. We walk by the courage of the Lord. We not walk by ourselves, but walk by God. So it's not about us. It's about God. If God's desire, so we can start to go. Like three of them as the example, that they always go by God's desire. If the people reject them, they will leave it. But if we pray before it, we can believe that God will provide them. They will open their hearts. They will open their minds. They will listening to us. And it's about ministry. It's about our goals to bring them to Christ. So before they come to Christ, we have to bring Christ to them. So that's the discipline that they should understand, even though they have their own personal battle in their life. Usually, if they see other friends out there, they say, oh, how many cars do you have? How many house? Or how much salary do you have? What are you working? And so on. But they said, well, sometimes I struggle to see my life. My parents always asking me to be a successful person. But I choose this place. I choose to be the servant of the Lord. Even though I live in a hard situation. Many times when the parents sick, they cannot go there because it's very expensive to go travel outside the islands. But we always say that if God sent you here, it means that God will provide and take care of your family there. You just pray for them and God will handle it. And also for these three, God always working among them. The pictures, they all smile, but sometimes it's hard times for them to understand their mindset, usually because they're different. That's why we need to send more people to go there. Send people to be God's tools, God's instrument to go, because that's the way the mission works. This next slide, please. Well, the second thing that we can see is find your faithful companion. From verse 7, Jonathan go with the armor bearer as the companion, faithful companion. In verse 7, we have read that, do all that you have in mind. Go ahead, I am with you heart and soul. Loyal companion will be indispensable in a mission. Jonathan, with his servant who is always obedient, will be very helpful in the situation. Like Jesus. Jesus sent his disciples 2 by 2 to support each other. Well, who is your faithful companion? To me, that's my wife. Why? Because my wife will support me to do the mission. My wife sometimes become a brake pedal, If I go too far, she will say, stop. Don't go that far. Sometimes she said, okay, I support you. Go, go. Faithful companion is very important for all of us. We cannot go alone. We need friends. We need more than friends sometimes. It's a soulmate, like an armor bearer. They say that, go ahead. I will be with you, heart and soul. Yes, we believe in God. We believe in Jesus. But sometimes we need someone to support us. Try to find that, because it's going to be beneficial for all of us. These pictures, those are the students too. The right side from Kupang. Kupang is NTT, Timor Island, Timor Island. Two of them from the same islands, senior and junior. We always let them do in pairs so they can support one another, because it's really neat when they have a hard time, they can be supported by his friends and his senior. Sometimes if we send them one, we as the lecturer also help them to do mentoring and help them to go and working with them. And the other one is the pictures of Niat and from Java, and she makes friends with other ladies. It's going to be very good and very blessing for her to meet a lot of people there. Yeah. In the story, Jonathan asked his servant to follow him, and finally there was a rumor there, panic. God knows that we need support. As far as our service is safe, the family is an important supporter. If there are unagreed things, will usually interfere with our service. We do not always agree to all things, but their support and thinking is needed so that we can decide on things that are important. The students were also sent to the new district, always accompanied by senior companion who helped to perform them. So, in our lives, we always need someone to support us. We need Jesus, yes. Sometimes Jesus talk to our companion to remind us about the existence of God in our life. We need that part, yeah, because we're not working alone. We work with God. Okay, next slide. God who began a good work in you. This is not our battle, but God's. We don't have to keep being a warrior, but a warrior ready to fight in this world. Remember that this war is the Lord's war. God who gives us a mandate so we can dare to move. God works in his miraculous way. Their enemies suddenly attacked each other and caused a great divide among the Philistines. In Exodus 14:14 also states that God will fight for you and you will be silent. And that is the case in this account, that often we do think of all efforts and programs without involving God. Consequently, we become disappointed and hopeless. Yeah. If we take a look at the pictures there, that is when the baptism happened in the river. The one that been baptized is the one who has been prayed for many, many years, 25 years. He was not Muslim, he was Buddhist. Yeah. He was many, many times, he kept coming to his house and tell about Jesus and praying for healing, praying for life, and share about God's grace. And finally, he discipled him and he baptized because of it. That's the goal, that we can bring Christ to them and they receive Jesus as their Savior. It's always enjoyable. It's always something, a great joy, if we can bring people to understand the love of God, God's grace. And it's really, really victorious. That's our the thing that we can celebrate, because one soul be saved by God. And after being baptized, they have discipleship. They learn the Bible together, learn the scripture, and it's going to be strengthened, healthy food for their soul. So we need not just baptize and then leave them, no, but baptize and then nurturing them to feed them with the healthy food so they can grow faithfully and grow stronger in Christ. Okay. What we need to think about is how we perceive that this ministry is belong to the Lord. The Lord is the beginning and He will not fail. Today we are in the world that draws us away from God with all of our activities, our efforts. But when our focus changes only to God alone, then everything becomes different. Our lives will be victorious. Next slide. This is the last story. This is Ferius' story. He came from West Papua. He didn't understand about Indonesian language at that time when he first time to come to Java Island. He understands his tribal language. He knows Indonesian language since 2012. And then he joined us. And he learned about Indonesian language, and he felt so shy at that time. He just bring the father's saying to him. The father said to him, if you stay here in this mountain, you will just become a grass cutter. But if you just carry the sword or blade, you will be just feeding the cows and working in this mountain. But if you carry peppers, you will go fly further than here. You will be somebody. That's what the parents said. And then finally he find that. He come to our island, he studied in our place. He was so shy. At that time he's very afraid to people, afraid to me too. Yeah, he felt inferior because of it. But one day I said to him, remember your parents said, if you carry peppers, you can go fly away. Finally, after the second or the third year, I invite him to go by plane. That's the first time he go by plane. And he cried on the plane because I understand now why my father said that. Because I carry paper, I study hard. Now I can fly, I can go further. And finally, he find the island in Sulawesi, in Parepare. I invite him to go to Parepare, maybe from Sulawesi, understand the situation. All of them, 100% are Muslims. He shared to me that in Salatiga, in Java Island, usually people will say, where do you study? And it's okay, I can say, oh, I study in Salatiga, it's not a big thing. In Makassar, in South Sulawesi, when you meet a new man, they will ask about, what is your job? What is your work? Why? Because the people there always respecting people who has a job. If you don't have a job, they will not listen to you. Because anything you said is nonsense to them. But in this area, in Parepare, it's more ridiculous because the first question that he's afraid of is, what is your religion? What is your religion? Because his appearance is very different from the Bugis tribe in Sulawesi. They will always convince that you are a Christian. Without asking, they already know, you are Christians, we are Muslims. And it becomes a barrier sometimes. But Pharaoh, no. He has a mindset like Jonathan. I will go out. What is your religion? I'm Christian. I'm here selling coffee. That's his platform to go. I want to help you to have better life. And I want to share you about our God. There's a lot of a lot of things he finds, then he has a boldness to share the gospel. Since then, he has a heart to reaching out other people. And Ferius now already planted a church in that community. It seems that it's accidental because he went there in a place with a lot of people and he carry coffee there. And I would like to sell a coffee here. And then finally he talked, and he said, oh yeah, we need someone that can teach us about how to learn the truth. And then, okay, then I come here regularly. And then he started the Bible discipleship there and then maintained there. And now there's a congregation there in a hut. It's not a good place, but it's a good place for shaping heart. Ferius is there, and his commitment there, still, he wants to be a warrior of God. He realized that the people in the mountain, that's the mother, the mountain is there, it's very rich, but still a lot of people aren't rich there. So he would like to reach more people because this is God's war. He discipled the Bugis. There is one Bugis man that become Christian, and the family left him because of that. Take a risk. Take a risk. And the Bugis man now has discipling other Bugis to start the mission, to start the evangelism, to start to be a witness of Christ. It's not about convenient things, it's about how we can work with God. That's the story of Ferius, and please keep praying for all of us. There's a lot of struggle, a lot of war, battle that they should fight for. They will not just staying in the church and sitting and just singing. That's not enough. God wants us sometimes that we have to move forward for His kingdom. We have to do something for this world. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blessing. This morning we have listened to your words, your message. Let us to be bold to share the gospel to other people that hasn't known you yet. We know our burdens, our struggle. We know that sometimes we just look at our success, look at our convenient things, worldly mindset. Change our hearts, Lord. Change our mind. So we know that the kingdom of God is not just about cozy place. It's not just about successful place in this world. But we would like to go further to find the troops, to find our enemy, to find outside there, there's many people need Savior. Please help us to be your tools, Lord. And also, we trust you that anyone who has listened this message here in this congregation at 1-to-1 Ballarat, you will help all of us here to be more and more working in the Lord of field. I know that you want us to be bold, to be full of courage to work for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know there's a lot of happens in this world, but I trust you that you will give us strength to do your will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your message has been shared. Let the Spirit will guide us and help us to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.